Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Islamist insurgent group has made rapid battlefield gains in recent weeks, bringing it close to the capital cities of all 34 Afghan provinces and the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts without a fight in many cases. French anti-riot police fired tear gas Saturday as clashes broke out during protests in central Paris against COVID-19 curbs and vaccination. Television pictures showed police trying to push back demonstrators near the capital's Saint-Lazare railway station after the protesters had pushed over a police motorcycle carrying several officers. At another protest called by far-right politicians in western Paris, demonstrators opposed to antivirus measures carried banners reading, "Stop the dictatorship." Across France, protests were also held in Marseille, Montpellier, Nantes, and Toulouse. French lawmakers are due to vote this weekend on a bill drafted by the government aimed at setting up a health pass and mandatory vaccination for health workers. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The former head of the Guatemalan Special Prosecutor's Office Against Impunity, Juan Francisco Sandoval, left the country early Saturday morning, according to the country's human rights ombudsman. The ombudsman, Jordan Rodas, told the Reuters news agency he left in the early hours of Saturday. The decision was made to safeguard his life. Guatemala's attorney general removed the internationally known graft prosecutor from his post Friday as head of the anti-corruption unit, prompting U.S. criticism that the move was a setback to the rule of law. The unit was originally created to tackle investigations spearheaded by the UN-backed International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, which was ousted from the country in 2019. As Typhoon Infah heads towards eastern China, airline flights in the area have been canceled after the monstrous storm dumped heavy rain on Taiwan. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Provincial weather reports have forecast that Typhoon Infah will hit Zhejiang province south of Shanghai. The storm has sustained winds of up to 95 miles per hour, with gusts up to 120 miles per hour as it moved away from Taiwan, heading northwest towards eastern China. Schools, markets and businesses in Zhejiang were ordered to close. Road traffic was to be suspended when necessary. And large container ships were evacuated from Yangshan port in Shanghai. I'm Karen Chamas.
Protesters clashed with police as thousands gathered in downtown Sydney, Australia on Saturday to protest coronavirus restrictions, even as New South Wales recorded its biggest daily rise in new COVID cases this year. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi has more.
Thousands of people, mostly maskless, gathered in defiance of public health orders amidst a growing COVID-19 outbreak. The protest turned violent fairly quickly as demonstrators threw potted plants, paint and water bottles at police officers and media, while others physically assaulted police horses. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott announced the formation of a strike force to identify and charge those involved. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state and home to the country's most populous city, Sydney, has been 4 weeks into a lockdown to contain an outbreak of the virulent Delta variant of the coronavirus.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi. Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes. Parts of India's west coast have received up to 594 millimeters of rain, forcing authorities to move people out of vulnerable areas as they released water from dams that were about to overflow. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.